Who did you go out to the desert and see? We are halfway through the season of Advent, and in the pre-Vatican II era, this was called Gaudete Sunday, and the liturgical color was rose. And Gaudete in Latin is the word for rejoice. I think that those days are somewhat gone. We really don't rejoice because we are all probably suffering from seasonal irritability syndrome. True, it is a time for waiting. We wait in line. We wait online. And we rejoice when we find a parking place in the mall. And we rejoice when the plane finally takes off. And let's not forget about those parties. Students are stressed because of finals. And some are maneuvering not to get the professor that everyone is trying to avoid. And some are trying to enroll in a specific class so they can graduate in May. With this being the halfway point of Advent, it's good to take time to ourselves and find out, where does Jesus fit into all this? After all, isn't this the season that it's all about? What are we waiting for? We need to take a quieter look at this season. Advent, I think, is a great time to evaluate how we respond to Christ as his followers. And a good place to start is to take a look into our hearts. Let's think of our hearts as a desert. And a desert doesn't always become a desolate or barren place. And under certain conditions, a desert can be a place of beauty. Our hearts are kind of like that. We need to answer, what did you go out to the desert to see? All of us at one time or another have been hurt. Some of us carry deep wounds that people don't suspect we carry. Some of us have been and are waiting for love or to be loved. Maybe we are recuperating from a terrible loss or betrayal. And there are times of anxiety, rage, and maybe we just don't feel anything. And maybe we just want to yell, where is Jesus in all this? And then someone gives us a kind word, a tender hug, a sincere smile, a helping hand, or a caring look. It's then that we realize Christ is all around us. He's never left. It's in that desert silence that we recognize Christ and we rejoice. And that's how the people of Israel must have felt. And John the Baptist knew about this. He understood the desert and offered the gift of the waters of baptism. He gave the people the water of hope. And just like the desert, when given water, it blooms. The water of hope that we received in our baptisms makes our hearts bloom, and we become a new creation. And there's another way of looking at Advent. The ancient Romans had a god called Janus, and that's where we get the word January from. And he's depicted as having a head with two faces, one looking forward and one looking backwards. The Advent season is like that. It looks back to the first coming of Jesus in history. and it looks forward to the second coming of Jesus at the end of history. It celebrates an event that happened and an event that will happen. What does all this mean to us today, 2,000 years ago, on that first silent night in Bethlehem? It means filling our world with Christ's unconditional love rather than unjustifiable hate. It means filling our world with Christ's forgiveness rather than deep resentment. It means filling our world with Christ's truth rather than falsehood. It means filling our world with Christ's warmth of true compassion rather than the coldness of indifference. You know, there's still time this Advent to prepare ourselves to bring the greatest gift that we can give each other and the greatest gift that we can give the world, the unconditional love of Jesus the Christ. I would like to offer a suggestion of how we can bring unconditional love of Jesus into our own world. Tonight, or sometime soon, before you go to bed, turn off the TV. But keep your Christmas tree lights on. Put on some soft Christmas music, or just sit there and enjoy the silence of the moment. Get out a picture album, or maybe your address book, and then picture and pray and bless each person that you cherish. You know what? You just might find that the desert in your heart is starting to bloom. And now, what did you go out the desert to see?